Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right. Hold up. You know them as the Schultz brothers. Please welcome, from Cage the Elephant, Matt and Brad Schultz.
What's up, guys? Welcome.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. We got a new album to celebrate. It's about damn time. We're very excited about this. Neon Pill is out now. What do you guys think? Congratulations.
And we started the Bloodsuckers up again.
Yeah. I was going to say, the first song you guys song you guys ever wrote together as brothers was a theme song for a little cult they started when they were children called the Bloodsuckers.
That's true.
And do you want to reprise that song for this beautiful crowd of people today?
Oh, God. Brad, you can take it.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's kids in here. We can't say this.
Oh, come on. No.
Bloodsuckers is our name. Kicking ass is our game.
We wrote that when we were nine. We started a gang. It was cool. A
couple of Grammys later and boom.
Now, has there ever been a discussion to actually write a song called Bloodsuckers and release it all these years later?
That'd be punk rock. Next album.
Every song.
You know, today is an exciting day for us, these people here, everyone listening around the country, but you got a new album out. You're following up two albums, both of which received Grammys. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have anyone left to thank? Or have you thanked everyone to this point publicly?
I think I've thanked everyone publicly.
And privately. Do you even know where your Grammys are? Do you keep them in a specific place in your house?
Mine are in a box.
Like a box with your high school yearbook?
I just moved, but yeah.
I hung a line on my front door.
Let the neighbors know you're better than them. Nice. Smart move right there. So they're just...
Embedded into my house.
Yeah. But I would imagine, does that put pressure when you're working on this new album, Neon Pill, at all? Because you've had such success, especially following up 2015, 2019. Is there additional pressure?
I think there's more pressure internally to make something that we're in love with. All the accolades and things like that are just like icing on top. So,
well, Neon Pill, we've been playing like crazy on K-Rock. It's a fucking great song. And
thank you.
Obviously, the album called Neon Pill as well. And what was the decision like to even write Neon Pill? I mean, obviously, you've written about something that's very personal to you, and I'm sure there was a decision process on whether or not you even wanted to include that narrative in your life.
Well, I mean, it was undeniably part of my life and part of the story of this past 5 years. I was prescribed a medication and unknowingly slipped into psychosis, and it was terrifying and terrible. And I think while we were writing some of the songs, before I was even ready to deal with that stuff, to confront it full on, I was already kind of working it out internally, and that was one of the first songs that was written, and so it felt it felt like the right move to make that the title track.
You know, it's really,
I mean, it's a miracle that I got through all of that stuff and
yeah.
I'm here today.
Give it up for that.
Very, very thankful.
Whenever I listen Cage music for some time, it's interesting. Some bands' music just fits a certain genre. Like, this is good for driving. This is good for hanging out with your friends. Your songs, I always feel like, are all over the place in the sense that they could fit a variety of things. But it always has a nice dirtiness to the sound. What do you think when you think of a song like Neon Pill? Where do people listen to that?
I don't know.
Why they're swimming and crying.
Yeah. Why they're crying under the water.
Oh, God.
And they don't want anyone to see the tears.
That, you know, it's actually, that reminds me when I was a kid, I jumped off the high dive and I was going to try to do a flip off the high dive and I did a back buster so hard and I just sunk to the bottom of the pool and I was like, underwater.
You're like, this is just like Cage the Elephant.
Yeah, I was like, scream underwater as loud as you can and then just be normal when you come up.
Now, on album release day, do you have any traditions, any things you guys like to do together to celebrate?
I'm striking out here. I don't know. Sometimes we get together and listen to the record together, but I just made that up. I don't know. I'm reaching for air.
Yeah.
It's also okay to say nothing. Yeah. I mean, it's nice to just have a day off to enjoy it.
You actually say nothing. You ask the question, I just sit here silently.
Leave us hanging.
Yeah.
Our tradition is calling each other after the record's released and then saying things that we should have done on the record.
Oh, 100%. I should have recut that vocal.
Oh, God.
Is a song done? You ever think a song is done? Or you just go, that's as good as it's going to get?
Yeah, honestly, as good as it's going to get. Because when we're out on the road, a lot of times... a year or two in, the song's better. You know, that's just how it goes.
Well, speaking of being out on the road, just announced, but a big tour which starts June 20th, 45-day tour, Los Angeles. As we say, Happy Birthday, America! July 7th, you're going to be here. If you've never seen Cage the Elephant live, it is something else. And you have been injured multiple times. I think I've been at some of those shows, throwing your body around. Do you still go as hard, or have your doctors told you to slow down?
Well, the doctors told me to speed up. That's what got me in trouble in the first place. No, I'm joking. I'm definitely still as wild as ever and love the live show, love to be part of the crowd. So,
do you know how many bones you've broken?
I've not broken any bones. I've separated my sternum from my rib cage. I've gotten several stitches. Things like that.
Well, the day is young, so get ready, huh?
Yeah.
Who knows what could happen here?
How expensive is your life insurance?
My kneecap. No, Nick actually broke his leg in half one time in Germany.
No.
What was that?
He tore his patellar tendon.
Well, it still looked like he broke his leg in half.
It was nasty.
With the tour, the album, of course, the new and improved Cage the Elephant, do you think that this album, and you probably have to say this, but as you listen to all of your other ones, is this the best album to date? Do you think the Neon Pill is the best Cage has ever been?
I think it's the most... It's a record that kind of embodies all of the different kind of...
phases that we've
phases
gone
that
through.
Well,
there's a great quote, a Paul McCartney quote, and he said, "You can't beat your previous work, you can just move in a different direction." I love that. So,
with going on tour, you know, one of the first times I met you guys, we were backstage and we did shots together, and it was great. And then it made me think, you know, where is rock and roll? Like, is the rock and roll culture backstage still alive and well? Because a lot of the other bands, it was like they were just sipping on green juices and doing yoga. And I'm like, is the rock and roll party mentality still alive, or is it dying? What do you think?
I think it moves into different areas in your life, not necessarily substance-based, but just living life to the fullest and, you know, enjoying things for what they are, for sure.
What you don't realize, Ali, is we did shots of wheatgrass back
then. Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that was a placebo effect. That's so weird.
We did ginger shots.
It was non-alcoholic whiskey.
We have some questions from
near
fans.
Beer.
And listen, we don't want to hog all your time because they're about to take the stage and play for you all, which will be wonderful. But... we do have some listener questions. So this, of course, for Cage the Elephant, celebrating Neon Pill, out now. Get it while you can.
All right, here's your first question. If you could have your own night to do a purge, which crime would you commit first and why?
Brad, I'll let you take this one.
I don't know.
Vandalism?
Actually,
maybe?
you know what me and Matt used to do when we were kids? We would go around stealing all the chrome caps off of the fancy ones off of cars. off the tires.
Because we heard somewhere you could sell them.
Yeah, we're like, we're going to get rich.
That's real bloodsucker shit right there.
Nine years old, really living it up.
So anyways, we got a lot of those for sale on Facebook Marketplace.
25 cents a piece. But we have 3,000 of them.
All right, next question. Matt and Brad, you have talked about being teased as kids. Have you ever encountered one of your bullies as an adult?
I think we were just children. And, you know, like... I wish the best for everybody. I wish, you know, maybe they can, like...
In your face, in my buzz.
No, but for real, like, you know, they probably, more hopefully, as they grow up, just realize that they were, you know...
Terrible people.
No, my God.
Well, we have them here today. Come on here,
they're
Tony.
Right here.
Come on.
No, blast from your past. Here's all the...
all right. Rank from best to worst.
No, I was just staring at...
Where really? Are they?
Okay, give me a wedge.
Mark? All right, rank the following from best to worst. Your Grammys, being in Spider-Man, or being with Klein and Ally right now?
Being with you all right
with
now.
You all right.
Yeah.
Best.
That's right.
And, best. And stealing the caps off the cars. Yeah,
so. Final question.
That all was right. fun.
And finally, if Cage the Elephant was going to do a collaboration with Rage Against the Machine, would your name be Rage the Elephant or Cage Against the Machine?
Ooh. Cage Against the Machine, I like that.
Top billing! Once again, there's a new album out. Let's celebrate it. You're going to hear some of these songs. One more time for Matt Brad Schultz, Cage the Elephant.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.